shop and got smacked and died. And today someone prayed for some food and they still slept hungry. But maybe tomorrow, yeah, maybe tomorrow everything will be alright.
It's 12 o'clock in the morning. Mommy's awake praying for better days and food for today. But the last time in God, she says if God was really there, he wouldn't let his people starve like that. Klamba she's right, Bella. Now me dalang tandas, I let my songs blur in a major radio station. But what God is doing is putting in clothes and fashion. Listen, I'm not a rapper, I'm not a poet, I'm not a therapist, I'm just a broken kid with many stories to tell in the deep eye. Pray for those ghetto kids in public schools, those who bow their heads when the teacher mentions the name poverty. I pray for those brothers pushing trolleys to get something to eat. I pray for those sisters using the bodies to get something for dinner. I also pray for that privileged kid who hears my songs and say, Lumjitu yang dina. Listen, I don't need your cash, I don't need your love, I need you to know that if these lines I write align with the scars on your heart, soon everything will be alright, yeah. I'm from a city where witchcraft is normal, where life is like a watch. What happened yesterday also happens today. Sisters getting raped cause their thighs are unresistible. Brothers thinking sniffing medication is the pain till they wake up tomorrow and realize it's still the same. They still gotta use a knife to get alive. They still gotta run when they hear a gun. Shot your pops when he was beating your mama. Now we are hearing voices of him saying we are turned. I pray for you my brother. I also pray for that kid who's not doing well academically. Those who come from a home who's all got cracks and they're looking forward to making the family set. I pray for the mother along the side of the road with 100 different fruits but only sells one. All the rhyming is useless if the ghetto kids don't relate, and all the punchlines have no sense if the lines are right. Bring no light in your life. It's guns and empty stomachs in the hood. Tell me what you'll do if you're born there like the dude telling this to you. Would you go to school and act so cool while your elderly sister's telling you that you'll never pass the school cause they didn't pass it too? Carry a gun and take a life or two just for validation and respect in the hood. Who would you take a pen and jot your problems and go to the stool and try to inspire the youth? Then I guess what they see in me is what they see in you.